Leadership Lessons from a UPS Driver, Delivering a Culture of We, Not Me. Written by Ron Wallace. Narrated by Wayne Shepherd. Introduction. This book is about delivering. It's what UPS does every day of the week around the world. Our friendly drivers in their sharp brown uniforms are the front line of our business. I can't tell you how many times I've heard people say that they love their UPS drivers and how much they look forward to receiving the packages the drivers deliver each day. The entire company, from the part-time employees to the chairman of the board, dedicates a tremendous amount of time and effort to support the end game, the driver delivering the package. Founded in 1907 and thriving more than ever, UPS is a very large family with a unique business culture. I am certain this distinctive culture is the reason for the company's remarkable success and is what keeps us in the number one spot for our industry even today. I am proud to say that I was a UPS driver. Over the years, I worked my way up the ladder and eventually became president of UPS International, where I was responsible for UPS's operations in more than 220 countries and territories, directing thousands of managers at all levels. At different times, I served as chairperson or co-chairperson of 33 boards of directors of highly successful companies across the globe. I was also one of a handful of people on the corporate management committee responsible for the day-to-day operations of UPS and our more than 435,000 employees. Leadership matters. If I've learned anything during the long course of my life in business, it's this. Leadership and a values-based culture matter. They are the key components that set great organizations apart from the pack. As the president of UPS International, I worked alongside many types of leaders from around the world, and I learned important lessons in leadership from each of them. The great ones, the less successful ones, and those who failed all taught me something. Whether they were in charge of small companies or international conglomerates, I witnessed firsthand what they did right and what they did wrong. I took to heart what those experiences taught me. Reading a lot of theory is not why I buy books. I want facts, true stories, and sharp insights on leadership. To me, the most encouraging moments in life do not involve overly complicated, untested ideas. Rather, they are natural, timeless, and orderly progressions marked by accountability. Leadership is not rocket science. To build a high-performance team, use simple principles within a basic structure that everyone can easily...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?